Most Midwest farmers are white, but in 1900, there were about 300 black farm families in Iowa. Only about half remained in 1970, and the numbers continued to decline for decades. Despite some recent increases, Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer explores why there are few black farmers in Iowa today.
Driving along Highway 150 in Fayette County, Iowa, you see a giant propane tank painted to look like a watermelon. It's the site of a produce stand, owned and operated by one black family until the 1990s, the family of Atrus Stepp.
Everybody's got good things to say about Addie.
That's Charles Downs. He's white and bought the place from Stepp's daughter. Stepp died in 1993 at the age of 97.
Conservatively, I say it's been here 80 years, at least, and it's probably close, maybe 100.
Stepp's family traces roots to a small but thriving African-American farm community. Before the Civil War, a group of people of color found their way to Fayette County. Trinity Christian College history professor David Brodnack Sr. says with the assistance of a white minister, they bought their own land.
These black farmers, they left their white neighbors alone, and their white neighbors eventually left them alone.
Brodnack says after the so-called Fayette mulattoes, many of them were of mixed race, other African Americans came to Iowa and other Midwest states. He says some 19th century black families saw owning land as a first but not final step toward economic freedom.
You get yourself some land, and then you send your kids to school, and then you have even more economic power. So in that sense, you don't necessarily need to hold on to that land.
Other scholars have posited that in the upper Midwest and Plains states, black families leveraged land for a couple of generations to catapult themselves into comfortable lives in more urban areas. But Valerie Grimm, an Indiana University professor of African American and African Diaspora Studies, says that may be the case for some, but
That's not my experience in talking to black landowners at all. It was always property that you kept to protect your family.
So there would always be a home to return to. Meanwhile, Grimm says agriculture in the 20th century threw many hurdles up for African Americans. Seed dealers who wouldn't sell to black farmers. Black land-grant universities that didn't have adequate research money. And federal farm programs that denied loans to black farmers. By the early 21st century, black farmers had won more than $2 billion in settlements from discrimination cases against the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Grimm says even more is needed, like a fund to help African-American farmers get started.
It wouldn't make up for 400 years of domination, oppression, and discrimination, but certainly it would increase the percentage of blacks involved in farming.
But in Fayette County, Iowa, there's another reason for the loss of black farmers: assimilation. Jeff Schimmick identifies as white, but he's also a grandson of Addie Stepp, of that pioneering black farm family. Schimmick's generation grew up unaware of their African-American lineage. He recalls speaking with another man, one who identifies as black, who also comes from one of those early families.
Well, he says some members of the community just wanted to act as white as they could and assimilate into the whites as best they could, and he says your granddad was that way.
Schimmick and his cousin Brian Stepp say no one really talked about their mixed-race background when they were growing up. Brian Stepp worked on the farm with their grandfather for about 15 years.
Brian, you put $1,000 into this place every year and you'll have something when I die. Look where I am. Yeah. I have $1,000 every year.
Even if a Stepp descendant had kept farming, it wouldn't change the fact that in 2012 and 2017, the Census of Agriculture showed Fayette County had no self-identified black or African-American farmers. But statewide, the tiny number is growing, mostly in urban areas, and many are recent immigrants. Brodnack, the historian, says farming isn't among the current calls for black economic empowerment.
What I haven't seen is that being addressed from a perspective of farming and land ownership, right? Not saying that no one has said that, but it definitely does not seem to be any kind of big part of the conversation in 2020.
But black restaurant owners, urban gardeners, and local food activists are renewing conversations about who grows their food. All signs that African-American interest in agriculture is growing, which ultimately could bring about a new generation of black farmers in the Midwest. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.